probably the softest penalty you will see all season. Apart from that, I thought the match pattern was all over the park. I thought we played quite well. We had chances, they had chances. It was a good game. And congratulations to Spartans on winning the league. I'm very disappointed that they presented the trophy without any representation for Central Taxis at this game tonight. Central Taxis sponsored the league, and they paid good money to sponsor this league, so I thought it should have been held on until Central Taxis representatives were at the game to hand over the trophy. No sour grapes about happening at White Hill, but if somebody for Central had been here, it'd been a different ball game.
What about the penalty? The ref's not said anything about why he changed his mind? Because he didn't get any referee consultation
just,
from anyone?
Nah, the referee just pulled me into his office and he was reporting me to the... for getting sent away for the... But he's actually retracted on it. So, obviously, reading between the lines, I think he knows he's got it wrong, eh?
Well, that's three tough games against Spartans. You pushed them really close all the way. I mean,
and we've got them again,
like next season?
We've got them again in a cup tie up here.
But that must give you confidence for next season, because if you can push them all the way in these games...
Ah, there'll be changes at Whitehall next season, eh? We'll be a different ball game next season, that's for sure.
Honestly, I thought it was outside the box. Certainly, I was at the far end of the penalty box. A few of the boys said it was kind of on the line. Certainly, I kind of looked outside from where I was, but the referee's given the decision, so I've got to stand by that, I take it.
Well, how do you feel sort of winning the league? I mean, you're so far clear. Is it more relief just to get over the finishing line?
I think it is, because then Mickey always kind of iterates to us that it's the most important thing for us, but now it lets us focus on the cups. I think you don't want to sound kind of brash and big-headed and say it was inevitable, but I think over the last couple of weeks our kind of competition have dropped points when they really had the chance to put us under a bit of pressure, and they didn't do that, and it kind of gave us the opportunity to win the league as early as we have done, and now we can kind of...
Then you lost last week, so it really went on and on.
Last week was difficult to take. We were really up for the game, and I just think that going down to 10 men just before half-time really kind of gave us a hard task, and it was a bitter pill to swallow last week. But the thing that you want is another opportunity, and it was good to get it against Whitehill, because obviously they beat us last week, so it was good to do that, and it was good to do it here. I always liked playing here. I used to play here.
Not delighted. I mean, there's guys that have won the league before, but there's some newcomers here too, and we've created a bit of history for the Spartans. That's the first time we've won it 3 years in a row, so that's quite a special moment for us, you know.
What's left for Spartans?
What's left?
Titles in a row, endless cups.
Well, you know, people say that, you know, they keep, but and it's never easy winning leagues and cups. You know, people think it is, but it's not. Well, what's next is Saturday. We've got a cup semi-final against Edinburgh University. Now we hold all the cups east of Scotland now, so we'll try to retain this one. So uni will win another really hard game on Saturday, but we'll try and win that and get to another final. That's what's next. You know, we're points ahead and all that. We've got another few games to. If we'd lost tonight, still another few games to try and get a win to win it. But it's never easy getting that last game, you know. So you've got to get across the post, and so we're delighted now to have won it. You know, we can relax a bit now and try and enjoy the cups that are left.